opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win.
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
For all those IRS agents that are listening, for all the Internal Revenue Service agents that are listening to my program, I got the typical disclaimer that'll hopefully keep me out of trouble, because when you're a nonprofit organization like Created Equal, unfortunately, according to the IRS rules, we cannot, will not endorse candidates. We will not oppose, we will not support candidates for elective office. That's the rules. Whether you like it or not, those are the rules that have been in place since 1954. Even though those were never the intentions of the rules that were that actually were voted on and put into law in 1954, Lyndon Johnson was the one who proposed them, to create the 501c3 designation in the IRS code that allows nonprofit organizations like ourselves and churches and other educational foundations or religious organizations to raise money tax exempt. That means we don't pay income tax, and it means that our donors can use that and write that off on their income taxes as well. And because of that, they tagged on to that folks like myself, if I do speak on politics about candidates, I have to make it clear that I am speaking as an individual, as Mark Harrington. Mark Harrington, Joe Citizen, and not Mark Harrington, National Director of Created Equal. So, that said, for this program, that's what I'm going to be doing. I am not speaking on behalf of Created Equal. I am not speaking on behalf of our organization and our nonprofit organization. I am speaking for the purpose of this program as Mark Harrington, Citizen of the United States of America. Now, having said that, I would like to take, and I don't spend much time on this generally, but it's time to spend a little bit of time on the election. Just this week, as you well know, if you've been paying attention, Ted Cruz and John Kasich dropped out of the race for the Republican nomination for President of the United States, which means, for all intents and purposes, Donald Trump is the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party. And because of that, I think it's time that we address some things. Now, in order to do that, I'm going to play an audio clip, because a lot of people are talking right now about how we need to unify the party, how the Republican Party needs to come together, needs to coalesce behind Donald Trump's candidacy. And after this contentious primary season, it seems to me it's going to be very difficult. Because if you look at the party leaders, the establishment folks, they don't like Donald Trump, generally speaking. And here's a little bit of a clip just to let you know what they think.
I'm a unifier. We're going to be a unified party.
He is a con artist.
A phony.
Donald Trump is the know-nothing candidate.
Donald is a bully. This is an individual who mocked a disabled reporter.
I don't remember.
Who attributed a reporter's questions to her menstrual cycle.
Blood coming out of her wherever.
The most vulgar person to ever aspire to the presidency.
The man who seems to only feel big when he's trying to make other people look small.
Don't worry about it, little Marco.
Gentlemen, the man is utterly a moron.
The sign of deep insecurity and weakness.
The bullying, the greed, the showing off.
I'm really rich.
The misogyny, the absurd third grade theatrics.
Count to ten, Donald. Count to ten.
He's a race-baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot.
A narcissist at a level I don't think this country's ever seen.
He would not be the commander-in-chief we need to keep our country safe.
This guy is so unfit to be commander-in-chief.
His domestic policies would lead to recession. His foreign policies would make America and the world less safe.
I bring people together. Everybody loves me.
He needs therapy.
Maybe he does need therapy, but he also might be the next president of the United States for all we know. So here we are. We're left with with two candidates virtually for president. That's Hillary Clinton on the left and Donald Trump on the right, if you want to consider him a conservative. So we as Christians, we as conservatives, we as constitutionalists look at this now and think, oh my goodness. No matter how you turn, Clinton or Trump, we have four more years of this moral chaos in our country that no matter who gets in the White House, whether it be Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, I mean, pick your poison. Some of them will say anything they need to, I mean, to get elected, you know, what's expedient. So we have Hillary Clinton on the one hand. You know what you get. You know, we've known her for, what, 30, 40 years now. Liberal Democrat, you're going to get more of the Obama policies. As far as legislation, if there is anything that gets through the Congress, she'll veto it, which means more gridlock. Maybe that's not all bad, actually. We'll have a foreign policy like we've had for the last 8 years where our enemies are on the move. And more big government. And on top of it, we know she's a crook. So that's what you get on the one hand. On the other, you get Donald Trump, which we really don't know about the guy. I mean, it seems like he changes his mind daily, depending on his stream of consciousness, it seems, when he speaks. He says he was very pro-choice. Then he says he's pro-life. He just last week or the week before said he really didn't object to the idea of women or men going into women's bathrooms. And then he backtracked from that. So he's all over the place. The point of it is, it's kind of like Dumb and Dumber. You know, you get a lot of people are going to check that box, none of the above. I frankly don't know what I'm going to do. I have a very difficult time voting for Donald Trump. I certainly will not vote for Hillary Clinton. But as far as Donald Trump, I mean, it just seems almost impossible for me to get myself to pull the lever for him based on who he is as a person. And that matters to me. It matters whether he is a man of integrity, whether he is principled, whether he lives a morally upright life. And it certainly doesn't look like he is that kind of person. Now, on the other hand, just on the political front, and as you if you look at things pragmatically, when people say that there's no difference between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, I mean, in some ways they may be right. It's kind of hard to tell, right? But there would be a difference between a Hillary Clinton presidency and a Donald Trump presidency. Once again, I'm only speaking as an individual. John Q. Public, Mark Harrington, American citizen. Just to be clear here, I'm not speaking on behalf of Created Equal. We do not support, endorse, oppose any candidate for political office. But to say that there would be the same in the White House, I think, is short-sighted. I don't think people are really thinking that through. And here's why. Let me just ask you this. Assuming that the House of Representatives and the United States Senate stay in the hands of Republicans, or for the matter, just for the sake of argument, let's just say the House of Representatives stays in the hands of the Republican Party, and maybe the Senate goes over to the Democrats, which it doesn't look like it will, but let's say for the sake of that, it happens that way. If a piece of conservative legislation, let's say cutting government spending, for an example, or a pro-life piece of legislation like defunding Planned Parenthood or a 20-week ban were to get to the desk of a Hillary Clinton, what do you think she'd do? Right? She'd veto any pro-life piece of legislation. And she'd veto anything that cut back on government. So we know that with her. With Donald Trump, I have to believe that he probably signed those bills. Here's why. He's the leader of the Republican Party. Whether you like it or not, he will do what his caucus, what the caucus says to do. So if they put up a piece of legislation on his desk and it's supported by the majority of Republicans, he's likely going to sign it. And because he is the art of the deal, as he says he is, he'll make that deal and then he'll turn around and ask Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell to help him out on something else. You will not see that kind of cooperation with Hillary Clinton. So to say that a Clinton presidency is similar to a Trump presidency, I think is just flat out wrong. Now, again, we don't know exactly what he would do, but he's a deal maker. We do know that. Let me ask you this. On Supreme Court justices, which we could clearly see one, two, maybe even three resign in the next 4 years, what do you think Hillary Clinton's going to do? She's going to put up a liberal justice to the United States Supreme Court. With Donald Trump, what do you think he's going to do? Well, we don't know for sure, but he has said he would put a conservative up for the nomination to the United States Supreme Court in the kind of in the vein of Antonin Scalia. Now, maybe we don't believe that or not, but here's the deal. He's likely going to put up something or someone better than a Hillary Clinton. So, you know, that's where the dilemma for me is. Pragmatically, I could see the idea of a Donald Trump presidency being much better in the sense of the Republican agenda actually making it through, or at least partially some of it getting through the House of Representatives, the Senate, and being signed by the president into law with Hillary Clinton. I know what I'm going to get, and it's none of the above. So on the pragmatic level, it makes some sense maybe to pull the lever for Donald Trump, but simply on the moral or ethical or integrity level, I just don't see how a Christian can do that. But yet I am not in the never Trump category. I never was and probably never will be. You may never know. I probably won't make it public who I decide to vote for. I just don't know if it really matters what people think about who I vote for, number one. Number two, I like to keep my powder dry. I like to keep my options open. It's still early. Who knows what could happen? So it's a crazy thing happening in America. I mean, either way, we're in bad shape with these two candidates, and it's really indicative of where our nation is. Because we get the leaders we deserve in this country with a representative republic. And so you can't blame the Republican Party or the establishment or the Tea Party or conservatives. These are the voters. I mean, the voters voted for Donald Trump. The guy's going to end up probably getting 1,237 delegates, which will immediately make him the nominee. And therefore, we got to deal with it. So, that's my take on it. And I'm sticking to it. Sticking to it. Again, speaking for myself, Mark Harrington, John Q. Public, American citizen, not as the national director of Create Equal. I want to make it clear to all those IRS agents out there listening to the program that I'm doing what I should do and I'm being lawful. So, we'll be back. You're listening to the Mark Harrington Show. Stick around.
Troy Newman talks about why he supports Mark Harrington and Created Equal.
You know, to me, Mark Harrington is more than just a friend of 20 years. He's a colleague that blends kind of this rare expression of passion and intelligence. And it's locked in, and he's tuned into the young people, the people who don't know Christ, don't understand the pro-life message. You know, the other thing I love about Mark and Created Equal is they think strategically. They've got a long-term vision to turn the pro-life movement over to the next generation, to use the tactics of this day and age, to think ahead of what the next tactic is going to be, and use it for long-term impacts to ultimately win this battle. We're here to win because winning is how the killing stops. We're not here just to perpetuate a job, and Mark isn't here just to continue to have a job. I think Mark's a lot like me. We want to work ourselves out of a job, win this battle, and then go on to something else, like raise our families.
Irrespective of the political chaos that we're seeing in America, I won't back down, and I hope you won't either. Yeah, see, I've been around a while. You know, I'm not totally an old man yet, but I've been through a few political election cycles in my day. And because of that, when I, you know, in our organization, we have a lot of young people that, you know, this may be their first or second or third election cycle at the most. And when they see a Ted Cruz drop out, you know, it's like Black Monday or Black. It's like, you know, everybody's wearing sackcloth and ashes, like, oh my gosh, you know, the sky's fallen, America's doomed, we're done forever. And so I try to bring them back in and say, listen, yeah, it's not good news, but I've lived through Bill Clinton. I've lived through George W. Bush was good in some ways, but not some other things. And we've lived through Barack Obama and Jimmy Carter. Yeah, I'm old enough. That's right. That was my first election. So. And we're still around. I mean, things don't look so pretty, I guess. I mean, we're losing on a lot of fronts. But anyway, that's what's going on. I'm going to play a clip here. And this is from Hillary Clinton. So it's equal. I'm a nonpartisan basher here. You heard me play a clip about Donald Trump and all of his problems with his own party and how they aren't coming behind him. Well, here's the problem with Hillary Clinton. She's a liar.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles to get to our base.
That was a lie.
Her arrival in Bosnia was not quite as dramatic as Clinton put it. Memory should always match the videotape. Cheryl Atkinson, CBS News, Washington.
Who's watching?
All my grandparents, you know, came over here. And
they were on the Mayflower.
Turns out only one was an immigrant. Three were not.
Oops. Oh, sorry.
I'm very, very proud to state that I'm a full supporter of marriage equality.
I believe that marriage is not just a bond, but a sacred bond between a man and a woman.
I do not support gay marriage.
Oops.
The server contains personal communications from my husband and me. The server will remain private.
Only time I got on the internet. Yeah. I did two emails.
I did two.
Otherwise, emails. I didn't want to be one of them.
I didn't want to be one. Yeah, I never used the internet.
I have been a critic of NAFTA from the very beginning.
Yeah. Frequent favorable comments about NAFTA, including this one in 1996.
Oh, I think that everybody is in favor of free and fair trade, and I think that NAFTA is proving its worth.
Participants in that event said, quote, her remarks were totally pro-NAFTA.
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to getting back into the White House. Please don't keep track of Hillary's comments, would you please? Because, you know, you guys already know she's a liar, don't you? It's kind of baked in at this point, isn't it? Listen, it's all about our agenda, isn't it? Come on, put us back into the White House. We'll make you proud. Anyway, that's so equal opportunity criticism here on the Mark Harrington Show. Some comments from Hillary Clinton. So we've got an opportunity to vote for basically a pathological liar and a narcissist. Isn't that great? Go team! Oh boy. Oh well. Here's the. Let me shed a little good news on all of this. And it was hard to find this week when Ted Cruz stepped out of the race. And let me just say, you know, I don't believe that we should put our hope in political parties or politicians or presidents or Supreme Court justices. Obviously, you know, the scripture is clear that we don't put our trust in princes or immortal man, which there is no salvation. We put them in Jesus Christ alone. But our leaders matter, and decisions they make matter. And when the president of the United States is decided, it matters a lot. It matters a whole lot. And we can't just brush it off and say, oh, well, God's sovereign. And, you know, that's true. Yes, he is. But God's sovereign, and just blow it off like this doesn't affect us whatsoever. Because it does. It does. And we need to be realists. We live in a culture that, you know, is political. There's lots of politics. So to say that the Christians shouldn't involve themselves in these political issues, I think is unbiblical. So here's the deal. I like Ted Cruz. I think, frankly, out of 17 candidates, Donald Trump is the worst of all of them. And that's who we're stuck with. But I think Ted Cruz was a good man. He is a good man. He's a Christian. He believes in the Constitution. He talks about liberty. He talks about freedoms and constitutional rights, rights to free expression and religion and the Second Amendment, and so on. And so it was a huge loss when he dropped out. Now, I don't think he would have had a path to become president either, but he did drop out, and that's hard to take. And here's why. Really, it's been three decades, in my opinion, since we've seen someone on the order of Ted Cruz, a constitutional conservative. And really, it's been since Ronald Reagan ran in 1980 that we've seen a guy that believes what Ted Cruz believes. And so to see that he was that close to getting the nomination, and he really was, he ran second to Donald Trump, and was really a heartbeat away from the presidency, was in one sense, really exciting and encouraging, but on the other hand, you know, he didn't get it. And if Donald Trump was not running for president, I can almost assure you that Ted Cruz would be the nominee. He would. And we would have what we would have not had for 30 years, and that is a clear choice between a man who believes in the Constitution and one that does, and a woman who does not. So in that regard, it's really difficult to see him step out of the race. He's not perfect. You know, he wasn't the perfect candidate. He seemed a little quirky and awkward in some cases. Not somebody you might want to go out and have a soda with. You know, he's not that kind of guy necessarily. But you know, who cares? I mean, I don't care. I don't need to have a soda with the guy or have dinner. I want him to be the leader of the free world. So that part doesn't bother me at all. And the thing about Ted Cruz that I think we need to take heed and pay attention to that I really appreciated about him is regardless of the political consequence of whether he was in the Senate or whether he was running for president, the man told the truth about the direction of America. He did. He warned the nation on many fronts, whether it be foreign policy, domestic policy, and just morally, that if we continue down this road, we are facing imminent destruction as a country. And in that way, he kind of falls within the realm of a man like Winston Churchill. Now, I know what you're thinking. He's not Winston Churchill. And I say, okay, you're right. But in the sense that Winston Churchill, prior to the war, was not the prime minister of Britain. And when Neville Chamberlain went over and talked to Adolf Hitler and came back with the report, and he said that we will have peace in our time, Winston Churchill said, no, Hitler's a madman, and we need to prepare for war because he is going to rain fire and steel on our nation. Winston Churchill was a man for his time, and I think Ted Cruz is as well, and that's why I think it's best that he held back, that he kept some political capital, and he'll be ready to run, hopefully, in 2020. And he is the de facto leader of the conservative movement in America, and he will live to fight another day. Winston Churchill said this, never give in, never, never give in, never give in. And we shouldn't either. Folks, go to our website at createdequal.org, find out more about our outreach. We'll see you next time. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net. createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.